The announcement of the good news, the message of the gospel, is very simple. In Jesus Christ is revealed the all-embracing, all-encompassing, universal love of God. That Jesus of Nazareth is the human face of that loving God. And no one is excluded or beyond the love of that God. That's the good news. And throughout the story of the gospel, Jesus, both in word and in action, in the miracles performed and in the words he speaks, affirm that simple truth of the universal love of God. Jesus comes to his hometown. And those people believe that they have an edge, they have an advantage. After all, he's one of them. And they expect special favors. They expect to be treated in a special way. They feel that somehow they are entitled more than others are. They want him to do there among them the things that he has done in the neighboring towns. And Jesus says to them, it's not going to happen here. All you want to do is you want to see signs. You want me to be a magician. You want me to entertain you. You don't approach this with faith. That those signs and those words are meant to demonstrate the inclusive love of God. There is no such thing as an inside game when God's love is concerned. And so he quotes to them two events. In the time of Elijah, when the great famine spread over the land, it was not to the widows of Israel that Elijah came, but to the widow of Sarepta in Sidon. A proclamation that God's love goes beyond the bounds of Israel. And in the time of Elisha, it was not to the lepers of Israel that Elisha came, but he cured Naaman the Syrian. Again, as a statement that the love of God is beyond the bounds of nationality, of culture, of race, of religion. Well, you and I are called in the image of Jesus Christ to proclaim that good news. That's the very kernel of it. That's what the nub of the gospel is. That the love of God knows no restraint. That the love of God knows no limit. That the love of God extends to all. And so we are called to do that as individuals. We're called to do that as communities. That's the witness of the church. That's what the church is meant to be. That witness of the gracious love of God. And so it's important that the witness become institutionalized. It's important that it be more than just a collection of individuals, but that there be an institutionalized expression of that witness. And every Christian community struggles to do that. We struggle here in a whole variety of ways to accomplish that. We have dedicated our gathering space, our social space, during the evenings, early evenings of the week, to feed the hungry of this community. Each night, between 150, 175, 200 people, adults and children, families and individuals, come to eat their evening meal in the social hall, as we are a site for loaves and fishes. On Tuesday and Wednesday afternoon, we vacate the offices on part of the main floor of the parish center because St. Mary's Clinic operates there, and people of the neighborhood, people who have health needs, people who are uninsured, people who have no other opportunity to see a doctor. They come and they're cared for. The Casa Guadalupana welcomes newcomers and provides shelter and opportunity for them. St. Matthew's School is a community school. We believe that every child is endowed by God with gifts, and no child is turned away from the school, because part of the mission is to reach out and to embrace all who would come, without distinction of race or color or ethnicity or religion. The same is true of St. Matthew's Child Care, and the same is true of before and after school programs for children. The same is true of Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. The same is true of all the missions of this parish. We say that our mission statement is that we exist in the world for only one purpose: to be a visible sign of God's love. And that's exactly what the gospel is. Jesus is the visible sacrament, sign, presence of the love of God. In the community of believers, you and I are called to be that as well. So Jesus comes to his hometown and he says, "You're not going to like this. You're not going to like this at all. I've come to proclaim something. I've come to be prophetic." And a prophet is never honored in his hometown and is never accepted in his own family. Well, you and I are called to be prophetic. We're called to proclaim, to announce that good news of Jesus Christ. And we do that in all those ways of ministry and so many more. And in a particular week, in a particular way this week, which is Catholic Schools Week, we acknowledge that for 124 years this parish has been an instrument of education and an instrument of development and growth in the lives of young people. And that education effort has changed with every generation, because this neighborhood has changed in every generation. And yet what remains consistent is the unshakable belief that before every child is conceived, God knows that child. And before every child is born, God blesses that child. And the role that you and I have is to receive that child and to become the instrument by which what God has given is brought to fulfillment, the instrument by which what God has given is unlocked and set free, the instrument by which what God has given is raised up and glorified. As we pray today, as we celebrate the liturgy, let us never forget that the very heart of the gospel, the very heart of the message of Jesus, is that universal, abiding, embracing love of God, which he came to proclaim.